talent management, helping people to be as good as they can be, helping Tube to do things better. We are committed to giving staff access to training and development opportunities to help them realise their potential in their current job and prepare for their next post with the Trust. Talent management helps achieve this. What is talent management? Talent management helps organisations make sure they have the correct number of staff with the right skills to be successful. The approach has been rolled out gradually, and talent management conversations are now offered to all staff through the appraisal process to help people think about their current development needs and future aspirations. Individuals identified as ready to stretch their capabilities in their current role or who are ready for role progression work with the Trust's talent management leaders to develop their skills. This can be through experiential learning, reflection, coaching, stretch assignments, shadowing, and formal programs within someone's current role and in preparation for future positions. Michelle Brown, Head of Organisational Development, says, "We want to recruit, develop and retain skilled, compassionate and motivated people who are able to develop their full potential. This has a positive impact on how we do things for our service users and their carers and families. We aim to have staff who have the capabilities, commitment and behaviours needed for current and future organisational success. That means having staff who remain motivated in their current role, know where they want to be in 3 to 5 years' time, and how they will get there. Talent management supports this." Support from managers. Managers' knowledge of the future needs of their department and the wider organisation will help them spot career development potential in their staff. Open and honest discussions at appraisals will explore this and help individuals plan ahead. Will it work? It is hoped talent management will see a reduction in staff shortages with clear succession plans in place for critical roles by developing existing staff. The approach will be continuously reviewed and monitored to make sure it is delivering on that aim. Talent management in action. Talent management helped communications manager Angie Binns develop knowledge and skills to assist her and her team in her role. In my talent management session, I said I'd like to experience in a role closer to frontline services, something we're always writing about in communications but don't really get to see firsthand. When a fixed-term assistant locality manager role came up, it was ideal, says Angie. I got nearer the patient experience and operational management of services, which helped me learn more about the patient journey. So now, instead of just writing about Paris and care plans, I actually know what they look like.